Hide FM.
Back to You've Been Left Behind on Hyde FM. I'm Braden, and that was the dance number 3 from the album Ambient 3, Day of Radiance, by the subject of this month's episode, a legendary musician and cool guy, Laraji. If you've listened to previous episodes of You've Been Left Behind, the instruments you've just heard might sound very familiar. They're the zither and hammered dulcimer. Those lay flat harp and guitar sort of instruments that I think make such beautiful sounds. We've heard Dorothy Carter play them in her blends of psychedelic and medieval folk in the first episode. And we heard them in 100-year-old recordings from Finnish folk musician Tapani Yannis in the second. And we heard them in songs of folk matriarch Margaret MacArthur from Vermont. In the last. I bring attention to this because I think most people often describe Laraji as a new age spiritual musician, an ambient artist, and I obviously not disagree, but I see him as just as much a folk musician as well. Not just because of the instruments he plays, which have rich lineages throughout traditional folk music around the world, but also his points of view and his story, which we'll get into later. But first, let's listen to a song which sounds a bit different called Is This Clear Too? That song, because I think it introduces Laraji nicely. It's spiritual in a way that is non-specific and untied to institutions, and it's a little childlike and kind of funny. It's also kind of curious. He doesn't really know the answers. He was actually a comedian in New York after he graduated from Howard, where he studied music and composition in the 70s. Actually, for a couple years, he had a weekly three-minute show on Dublab where he'd play music and laugh, called Laraji Laughs. It's so good. My favorite is the one from September 28th, 2023. I'll play a snippet of it.
Mom, whoa, hey, hey.
As he describes it, his body was born, he wasn't born, in Philadelphia in 1943. He was a churchgoer from an early age, growing up in a Baptist church. He said, looking to Jesus and wanted to be like him to help people. He said, I wanted to compose beautiful music that was transporting, healing, and uplifting to liberate people from suffering. In the 60s, he became interested in mysticism and Eastern philosophy, describing himself as, quote, a conduit, channel, and a medium. One day in 1974, while he was still just a comedian and part of a part-time jazz pianist, strapped for cash, he brought his guitar to a pawn shop in Queens. The clerk offered him only $25, and he says a voice in his head said, don't do that. Instead, swap it for that instrument in the window, which he recognized as an auto harp, a sort of zither like we talked about, from his comedy days in Greenwich Village, where he'd see folk musicians playing it in bluegrass bands. He followed the voice and began experimenting with the zither, the auto harp, playing with open and what he calls groovy tunings, and eventually electrifying it. I'm going to play one of the first recordings of it, or his first recordings of it, from his Park Slope living room called Lotus Collage. I'll play just a few minutes of it because the full piece is about an hour. Sorry about that. We're going to go back to the Lotus Collage. There we go. In the 70s, he'd play music during readings at the Tree of Life, a psychic New Age bookstore in Harlem. After a year there, two people from the bookstore called him and said, "We've been listening to your music, Ed," that was his given name, "and we're getting psychically and intuitively that you've had a background or a past life with consciousness in music, and it's coming through to us from your music. We've done some research, we've got a new name for you." So we said, "Okay, let's meet in Central Park and you can reveal the name to me." So they met the next day and they revealed his name to be Larraji, L-A-R-A-J-I. He liked the name, but at the time he was into the number 7, so he added an extra A so that his name would be equal to the numerological value of 7 and contained 3 triangles when written in uppercase, those 3 A's. The name Larraji means an embrace of the sun as a sacred friend. I'm going to now play a section of his song Bethlehem from his 1978 debut album Celestial Vibration. Thank you. That one. He's got a good quote, which he says, "When I'm doing zither work, I'll use images like water or elemental images to inspire flow of music. I'll use images of angels dancing or etheric beings moving in space or mythical human culture doing celebratory folk dances somewhere." When I first heard Laraji's music, I thought he was a Hare Krishna, because as you'll hear in a bit, song's lyrics were just repeated Hare Krishna mantras, and I saw that he wore an orange robe outfit that they and the Rajneesh followers wear. Well, it turns out he was more so just an appreciator of all outlets of spirituality. It was just that the Hare Krishnas ran a $5 all-you-can-eat buffet in Midtown, which he frequented, and the all-orange garment store next to him, or next door to the all-you-can-eat buffet, caught his eye. He said, is a quote, "Gosh, you know, I feel like experimenting with this color. It's such an unusual thing to do, to wear all orange." And so he did. The next few songs I want to play from his 1984 Vision Songs album, I think, show the way he freely sampled religion, singing Hare Krishna mantras and praising Allah, Shiva, and whatever else came to mind. Here are Hare Jaya Rama 1. Say that 10 times fast. Allah, Om Namah Shivaya, and Cosmic Joe.
Jai Ram, 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 Jai Ram. Find this. mystical place, there was a man, they call him Cosmic Joe. Once upon a time, there was a journey to a mystical place called Holy Mo. On that path, there was someone they often called Cosmic Joe. Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was a place called Homo. And often to find this mystical place was an adventurer they called Cosmic Joe. One day they longed to embrace and suddenly they were united, one and all and all in one. Only more was not Cosmic Joe. Goodbye, Pookie-dye,
LaRoggie's most famous story is that around 1979, after he'd finished playing his zither in Washington Square Park in Manhattan, he noticed a piece of paper among the change in his case. He said it looked like it came from an expensive notebook. It said something along the lines of, "Apologies for the scraggly note. I would love for you to come record music at my studio. Here are the details, signed Brian Eno." LaRoggie says, "I went to see him the next day, and we talked about ambient music, the first time I'd heard that term. In their sessions, Eno wanted to highlight the trance-like feeling LaRoggie's music could evoke, making suggestions in the direction of a more repetitive, minimalist sound, but allowing the music to remain spontaneous. The album that resulted was Ambient 3, Day of Radiance, which you heard dance number 3 from at the start of the show. And the song playing in the background has been Meditation 1 from that album. I'm going to play a portion of dance number 1 now.
Thank you.
The last thing I wanted to play is one of my favorites. In the early 80s, Laraji became inspired by the 24-hour public access TV stations that played in Brooklyn and Manhattan. So he created his own program called Celestrana, a 30-minute show with surreal, improvised music, puppets, comedy, and odd guests. It was designed, he said, to capture the attention of people flipping channels to stop and say, "What is this?" Between 1982 and 1989, Laraji recorded about 25 episodes, of which 12 are known to have survived. I'm going to play the last section of an episode that features a singer named Vina, who earlier in the show spoke about the crystals under Manhattan and how they give it its energy. I encourage you to watch the whole show on YouTube. Despite the silliness of the show, I found the music that rounds out the episode to be very moving. Maybe I'm easy to please. Anyway, here it is.
As with nothing, the borderless place where all of time is represented, the life force without beginning and without end, through instruments, through hearts, as living consciousness unfolding, the hidden peace is being revealed. I am aware of non-time, of this place without borders, the whole of the whole, softly here, undisturbed, through all, as this eternal kingdom so close at hand, so close at hand, so close at hand. Feel without thinking, without blinking, being so still that the silent, hidden homeland becomes effortlessly revealed as having never gone away. The kingdom so close at hand. This kingdom so close at hand. This kingdom so close at hand. Where is freedom? Freedom is in I am, contemplating myself as this instrument of this freedom, this way, this kingdom, this close at hand, this kingdom, this close at hand. This kingdom, this close at hand. Thank you. This is Laraji, and you're listening to the lovely voice of Vina. And we've enjoyed being with you in this half hour. And trust that you will allow the energy of peace, love, light, and harmony to become amplified and magnified through you, your thinking, your feelings, your actions. Kingdom so near at hand. This eternal light so near at hand.
This has been You've Been Left Behind on Hyde FM. I'm Braden. Thank you for listening.